It's Thursday, February 18th, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Rush Limbaugh, the conservative talk radio host who ripped into liberals, foretold the rise of Donald Trump, and laid waste to political correctness, died on Wednesday at the age of 70, reports OneNewsNow.com. Talkers Magazine, which covers the industry, said Limbaugh had the nation's largest audience in 2019, with 15 million unique listeners each week. An outspoken lover of cigars, Limbaugh had been diagnosed with lung cancer last February. On October 1, 2019, Rush talked about his diagnosis.
The kind of cancer I have, I've never publicized what it is. It's just stage 4 lung cancer. Now, let me just put it to you this way. It was hopeless. It was absolutely hopeless. After receiving the diagnosis, I never thought I would see October 1st. If we go back to the end of January, early part of February, when I was first told of my diagnosis, the doctor said, if you don't do anything, we're looking here in a couple of months. Of course, this is stage 4 lung cancer, and stage 4 is, as they say, terminal. It's tough to realize that the days where I do not think I'm under a death sentence are over.
Rush was grateful to God and acknowledged his personal faith in Jesus Christ.
I wake up every day, thank God that I did. I go to bed every night praying I'm going to wake up. It's a blessing when you wake up. It's a stop everything and thank God moment. And every day thus results in me feeling more and more blessed, hearing from you, knowing that you're out there praying. I try to remain as committed to the idea what's supposed to happen will happen when it's meant to. I mentioned at the outset of this, the first day I told you that I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It is of immense value, strength, confidence. And that's why I'm able to remain fully committed to the idea that what is supposed to happen will happen when it's meant to. There's some comfort in knowing that some things are not in our hands. There's a lot of fear associated with that, too. But there is some comfort to be able to trust and to believe in a higher plan.
During a State of the Union speech last year, President Trump awarded Limbaugh the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. Limbaugh stood tall for America and the freedoms upon which this great country was founded. 2 Timothy 4, verse 7 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. An evangelical former Trump cabinet member has launched a new think tank designed to advance the America First principles popularized in the previous administration and seeks to, quote, restore an American consensus of a nation under God, end quote, reports the Christian Post. Russell Vaught, the former director of the White House Office of Management and Budget under former President Donald Trump, announced the creation of the Center for American Restoration late last month. Vaught remarked that, quote, notwithstanding policy victories on taxes, welfare, and the right to life in the last several decades, the tide of progressive liberalism has not been turned, end quote. Last week, Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walorski of Indiana proposed an amendment that would have restricted abortion funding for COBRA insurance for the unemployed.
I believe every human life is precious and taxpayers should not be forced to pay for the destruction of life. That's why House Republicans have been united in our efforts to protect the unborn and prevent taxpayer funding for abortion. A majority of Americans, nearly 60%, agree that tax dollars should not be used to fund elective abortions. I urge my colleagues to join me in protecting innocent life by supporting my amendment.
In response, Democratic Congresswoman Judy Chu of California objected.
COBRA is supposed to provide employees access to the same exact employer sponsor plan as when they were employed. Abortion is health care. And excluding abortion from COBRA coverage makes as little sense as excluding cancer coverage.
In 2015, Planned Parenthood began providing hormone therapy for transgender folks, many of them teenage girls suffering from gender dysphoria. Explaining why the abortion conglomerate got into the trans business, Jim Sedlak of the American Life League said, quote, Planned Parenthood is a population control organization. It always has been. The more females you can get to think that they're males, the better off you are in achieving population control. But the other reason is the money. Hormone replacement therapy is very, very expensive, end quote. And finally, GMA Gospel Music Hall of Fame member and Christian trailblazer Carmen Dominic Licciardello, better known as Carmen, died at a Las Vegas, Nevada hospital on Tuesday, reports the Christian Post. A statement released on February 16th revealed that the entertainer died, quote, after fighting a series of complications resulting from surgery to repair a hiatal hernia, end quote. He was 65. After being in remission from cancer over the past 6 years, Carmen's recent surgery led to internal bleeding. Carmen currently holds the world record of being the only Christian stadium act to lead tens of thousands of people in worship. The record for the largest concert was set at Texas Stadium with more than 71,000 Christians, and again in Chattanooga, Tennessee with 80,000 believers. He was known for rarely charging admission to see him in concert and presenting a clear call to salvation in Jesus Christ. His 1985 first number one song, The Champion, made Carmen a household name in Christian music. Listen to the climactic moment from his 8-minute long song.
The blow of death fell Jesus to the ground. The devils roared in victory. The saints shocked and perplexed as wounds appeared upon his hands and feet. Then Satan kicked him in his side, and blood and water flowed, and they waited for the 10 count of defeat. God the Father turned his head, his tears announcing Christ was dead. The 10 count would proclaim the battle's end. Then Satan trembled through his sweat in unexpected horror, yet as God started the count by saying,
10. Hey, wait a minute, God.
No.
Stop your counting wrong. His eyes are
7.
His fingers are twitching.
6.
Where's all this light coming from? He's alive!
4.
Revelation 1 verse 18 says, I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, February 18th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.